The following is a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity Inc. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of this station. The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Good morning, Newfoundland and Labrador. You're listening to The Real Estate Show on 590 VOCM. I'm Jim Burton, your host.
And Terry Lynn Jones, your co-host.
Good morning, Terry Lynn.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Great on this 170th day of 2017.
It is indeed. And I have to say, yesterday was Father's Day.
Yes, it was. Yes. Father's Day in Newfoundland, Labrador and throughout the world.
So very happy Father's Day to my dad, Charles Jones, and to you, Jim.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. And I'd like to throw out a huge tribute to my dad, Vince Burton, who has been a great inspiration in my life, and I'm sure to my brother and to my sister, who think the same thing. So happy Father's Day to my dad, and to all the dads out there that do great things throughout Newfoundland and Labrador with their families. Dads are very important.
Dads are very important people in the household and in lives.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. So on the show today, we have New Victorian Homes are going to be in on the next segment. Ian Sullivan with Ted Williams and Don Gullidge with RE/MAX Infinity.
They are. Yes. Very excited to hear the latest and greatest in Galway. I hear we have some wood flying in there now.
A lot of great things going over at Galway for sure. Ken Pickham is going to be in. Certified professional inspector, of course, with Republic Inspections.
Mm-hmm.
Ken's been doing outstanding work throughout the city of St. John's and surrounding areas. We're going to be talking to him about the home inspections and in particular, the certified move-in program that he has.
That's a fantastic program. A lot of purchasers are really gravitating towards that. So as a vendor, it's very important to get your house ready for the market. And one of those things in getting it ready for the market is to get it pre-inspected.
You know what? There's no question. It sets that property apart, in my opinion, and helps it sell faster.
It does, Jim. I agree with that 100%.
So the Move-In Certified Program, we're going to be talking to Ken on that. Bob Miller's coming in to talk to us about commercial real estate, in particular, a 1.2-acre lot that we have with a building on it down on 66 to 70 Queens Road, right in downtown St. John's.
It's prime real estate.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be talking to Bob about that. Of course, Little Miss Realtor's coming in.
Good.
Sherry Butt.
I know she's been listening up a storm last week. Wow.
Yeah, I tell you, she must be wearing out shoes every week. She's extremely busy at RE/MAX Infinity. You mentioned earlier in the video we did, just prior to the show starting, that we got Chris James coming in. Chris, of course, is the senior market analyst with CMHC. And we're going to be talking to him about the key drivers in our local housing market. I'd like to know what's going on so far in 2017. He's going to fill us in.
He is, yeah. But Jim, from being hands on the ground, it is busy.
Yeah, you know what? Things are up for sure. We've been talking about that. Our market share is up over at RE/MAX Infinity compared to this time last year. And great things going on. We've been also looking at the market share in Conception Bay South. And how about that? 46.6%.
It's incredible. I mean, our
for
closest
RE/MAX. Yeah.
Yeah. And our closest competitor there is down around the 20% mark. So
yeah, RE/MAX.
Fantastic.
RE/MAX has a huge market share, of course, because of all the energy that goes into our business life and, you know, the things that we do, not only in real estate, but throughout the community.
That is very true.
I'm thinking about what's near and dear to all RE/MAXers, the Janeway Children's Hospital and the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation. Hey, listen, what do you think of that ad right there? This is an ad, folks, that we pulled out of a magazine, and it's a real estate magazine, and it says that every 30 seconds, a RE/MAX agent helps someone find their perfect place.
That's incredible. Every 30 seconds.
Every 30 seconds. You remember last week we had a little ding, ding, ding going
on?
Yeah,
I remember.
That was fun. Yeah. What else are we going to go? Well, me and you are going to be talking about the inventory at RE/MAX Infinity.
Yes.
And we're going to end the show with a call out to Rob Burton today and have a chat with him on the world of real estate. And I think we got Chris Morrison on the line right now. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am there.
Chris, what's happening in the world of real estate?
Well, the world of real estate seems like it's getting increasingly busy. We had a few announcements with the province, and ever since, the phone has been ringing flat out.
I know you're really busy because you got a lot on the go. Want to talk to us about some of the listings you have? I'm sure the listening audience would love to hear about some of your latest listings.
Yeah, actually, there's three that I'm going to do quick shout-outs to.
Okay.
I've got I've got 7-9 Nis Jackman. It's a completely updated bungalow on Belle Island overlooking the ocean. It is a gorgeous house. It's awesome price, $129,900. I've got 2434 Tops of Road. Jim, you and I took a video in that house, and we had a pretty cool view of the icebergs from the balcony off the master bedroom. That's a great house, too.
Chris, it is. And for folks out there that want to visit Facebook, you'll see that video that me and Chris did off the patio, off the master bedroom, overlooking CBS. Great video, yeah, Chris. You did a great job.
It is. I got one more property. 17 Sumac. That's in Southland. It's a executive house, fully furnished. It's up for lease. 1950 month POU, and that's a gorgeous property. It's really awesome.
Okay, well, those are all great properties, but you can also help people that are looking at some sound real estate advice and perhaps looking at getting a market analysis and determining what their property is valued at today.
Yes, indeed. I certainly can. We'd be happy to do it.
725-6520. That's your number, right?
You got it.
Okay, Chris, we got to go. We got to take a break on the real estate show. But listen, thanks so much for calling in today and having a chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, we got to take a break, folks, on the real estate show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
This old house wants new children. This old house wants new wife. This old house was home of comfort as we focused on life. This old house wants brand new laughter. This old house...
This whole house. You know what? If you're disappointed with your old house and you want a new house, you need to speak to New Victorian Homes. Ian Sullivan, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you this
morning?
I
am doing wonderful. How was your weekend?
Fantastic, sir. Weather was good. Everything was good.
Yeah, everything is good. Everything is really good in Newfoundland and Labrador, and especially right here on the Real Estate Show. Now that we got Ian Sullivan here with New Victorian Homes.
Thanks, Jim.
Great things going on. You guys had the mega open house last week. That went real well.
Absolutely, yeah. We had a lot of people turn out. It was good to see.
Unfortunately, I did not make it, and I missed out on those hamburgers and hot dogs. I heard they were real yummy.
They were fantastic. Me and Don had a competition to see who could eat the most.
Aha, there you go.
Don bit me.
I'm not sure anyone would ever beat Don in an eating competition.
Oh, yeah. He's got a healthy appetite. On that note, welcome to the Real Estate Show, Don Gullidge.
Thanks for having me here. Yeah,
it's good to have you in. And Ted Williams.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you, sir. You gentlemen had a nice weekend?
Awesome weekend.
Yeah, it was really good. Don, what's happening at Grand Meadows these days?
Lots of lumber flying in Grand Meadows.
Anybody that doesn't know where Grand Meadows is, it's in the town of Paradise.
Paradise, off St. Thomas Line. You can turn up either Plateau Park or Westport Drive. Okay. And it's right at the end of those two streets.
And there's a big billboard there?
Big billboard.
Your name is on it.
Yeah, my smiling face, yeah.
Yeah, there it is. You got a great face on radio.
Not my smiling face.
Yeah, it's all good. 746-2398, folks, if you want to reach out to Don and get particulars on the exact location of Grand Meadows. But there's some new homes going up in there.
Yeah, we've got a good assortment. We got some single families. We got some two stories. We got some two apartments. Great price points. And the boys are doing an awesome job. Lots of people pleased with the workmanship that's going into it. And
Quality workmanship. New Victorian Homes. Winners of the Consumer Choice Awards, folks, for a couple of years running. With the Atlantic New Home Warranty, of course, in cooperation with the Canadian Home Builders Association.
Absolutely, yeah. Everything's fully landscaped up there, too, I might add.
All landscaping, paved
driveway.
Full
landscaping, front and back, patio decks.
Yeah, I noticed that a lot of people are commenting on the quality of the construction of New Victorian Homes. And I know that Terry Lynn and myself are working with some people now that are actually building outside of the subdivision on some building lots they have in the country.
They are, yeah. We're working through that process, and it's going very well.
Folks, if you want to reach out to New Victorian Homes and discuss a renovation or a new home construction, a plan that you have in mind, you want to get a price on it, you should reach out to Ian Sullivan at 738-7000. And Ian would love to sit down and talk to you.
Absolutely.
You got your office over by Costco in that area, right?
55 White Rose Drive, right next to Rona.
There you go. 738-7000. Reach out to Ian Sullivan on that. What else is happening, Don? Adams Pond?
Adams Pond, we got one new one going up in there, nice new two-story.
Two-story with a garage.
Two-story with a garage, and I got a lot of people interested in some lots over there, too, so just kind of sorting through what they want. Lots on the Greenbelt are prime.
Okay, yep. And, of course, Adams Pond is right across the street from Grand Meadows.
Yep.
There you go. Yep. And Granville Coast?
And Granville Coast, we got some action there on 18 Gardner Drive, and we got a deposit on one of the lots as well. A gentleman is looking to pick his plan, finalize his plan, so we're doing that.
Yeah, Granville Coast, folks, is located in the beautiful community of Conception Bay South, so you can give Don a call, 746-2398, River's Edge at South Lance.
Hot spot.
Ted Williams.
Yes, sir.
682-7600.
For sure.
Yeah. Are things quietening down after the big mega open house?
No. It's really picked up, actually.
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks, for sure, it's been every day getting calls. It's been good.
Yeah, you know, it has been good because of the quality of construction and the smart pricing. $269.9 for a brand new home in Southlands.
Yes. There's
unprecedented.
Been good activity on those ones. I'm not expecting to have those much longer. We've got a lot on the go over there now, too. We've got, I think, 6 or 7 under construction at various stages over there. There's a couple that are pretty well ready now, 4 that are pretty well ready, and then other ones that, you know, we're getting the flooring done and kitchens going in, and so it's looking good over there. It's starting to feel like a neighborhood.
Okay. Yeah,
there's a lot of things happening over there now, Jim. You know, right from putting new foundations into all the...
Yeah.
You know, we're trying to put a real push on it, get it all done.
Yeah, there's a lot of... A lot of beautiful lots there. Of course, it's tucked away. It's not like out in the busy area. It's like,
true.
You know, it's good. It's good for children. And for those that are entering a stage in their life, like me, and they want a quieter place, that's the place to be.
Yep, for sure, yeah. Jim.
I should reach out to Ted Williams or Don Gulledge. On that note, 682-7600 for Ted and 746-2398 for Don. Let's talk a little bit about Galway. What's happening in that beautiful subdivision?
Galway's been good. Had a call there a couple of days ago, actually. I've got a lady and husband who are currently looking at downsizing and called on our patio homes.
So
I'm going to be taking them over for a little tour of Galway in the next day or so.
There you go.
Yeah, we got lots of wood flying over now, Jim. It's starting
busy.
To wrap up. Absolutely.
It is, yes.
You drive in there now and there's vehicles everywhere.
Yeah.
It's
a lot of work getting done.
Well, you know, it's a smart development, and we've talked about it in the past. It's the first of its kind in Newfoundland and Labrador. The slogan that we see around is Galway will be the place to live, it'll be the place to work, and it'll be the place to play.
And right now with the patio homes, we do have a special on where you can get into the patio homes for $409.
Yes.
For the interior units.
Correct.
And you can get $30,000 worth of basement development on included in that price.
For free.
I love that word, free.
Free.
Yeah, money, free.
Free, buddy.
Call New Victorian Homes, 738-7000, and they'll talk to you all about the incentives that we see in the different subdivisions. But over at Galway, for sure, that'll give you a basement development on those patio homes.
Absolutely. Or we'll take $20,000 off the purchase price.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you get the basement development, or you get the introductory price.
Exactly. It's just an introductory price for the next 2 months.
It's always the first people in that get the choice lots at the introductory prices. The people that come in at the end of the development and the last people in normally get an inferior lot and it's a higher price.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a chance, folks, to get in at the beginning and get the incentives and the quality construction that we see at New Victorian Homes. So, Don, do we have any finished product right now? What about if someone's moving in from Corner Brook or Goose Bay and they want to be into their home within 3 weeks to a month? Is there anything out there that New Victorian Homes has right now in their inventory that offers a quick possession?
Yes, we have a few there in Paradise on 128 McGee, which is a bungalow. And 165 McGee is a split entry with a garage into it.
Okay.
And you can move in, be in any of those in 3 weeks. Easy.
Okay, good. Don Gulledge, 746-2398. Ted Williams, anything over at River's Edge?
I have 4 houses over there ready to move into. We've got 21, 23, 20, and 22. Great Southern Drive.
So, Ted Williams, folks, you need to reach out to him on River's Edge. Some smart pricing over there in the city of St. John, 682-7600. We got to take a break on The Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show, folks, on 590 VOCM. In the studios right now is Ken Pickham with Republic Inspections. Welcome, Ken.
Well, thanks so much, Jim.
It's great to have you back in, buddy, on the show. Always great information that you share with our listening audience. And I know that our realtors at RE/MAX Infinity Terrylyn are always excited to see Ken because they know he's going to deliver a great inspection and provide that predictability of a favorable outcome when it comes to us being able to sell the vendor's home.
Yes, they do. And they call on Ken a lot because they want to have that move-in certified product to be able to market and get a good buyer for.
Ken is a certified professional inspector, of course, with Republic Inspections, and that's republicinspections.com, and his number is 764-4663. But this move-in certified program, it's a big hit at RE/MAX Infinity, and in this market, we're deep in a buyer's market. It's a great tool for us as realtors to be sharing with the general public. Let's talk a little bit about that, Ken.
Our Moving Certified is a very new program that we just started earlier this year. We've done the rollout on it, and the response from the agents and also the sellers have been fantastic. Every single one that we've done, we've had nothing but positive outcome from, really, really good feedback. Everybody loves it. It's really starting to catch on.
So, folks, if you're out there and you're going to look at a home in the city of St. John's or surrounding area, and when you come into the home, if you see a poster that says Move-In Certified, Ken has already been in the property for several hours doing his inspection, and that report will be at that property for your viewing pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. And then we offer some extra for true peace of mind for a potential buyer. We're offering a 100-day structural or mechanical warranty. We give a 5-year platinum roof leak protection, and we'll give our will buy your home back guarantee. So, I mean, it gives the buyer that extra peace of mind.
Buyback guarantee.
Definitely. It really helps buyers buy with confidence.
That is incredible. It's great security for the purchaser coming in.
You know, in this market, and we've been proving that lately, myself and Terry Lynn and some of the realtors at RE/MAX Infinity, that when you have a move-in certified program, it actually helps you sell the property faster.
It does, for sure. And I think one of your agents has the award for selling the home the quickest with one of our Move-In Certified. I think it was sold in 6 days after the listing.
Yeah.
Rob Burton did an awesome job with that particular property, and we did the Move-In Certified for him, and he was obviously totally delighted.
It's very important to let folks know that the property you're looking at is structurally sound.
Definitely, and yes, for sure. And I mean, we do a lot of inspections now for first-time home buyers. And again, first-time home buyers are very nervous, very cautious. So this really helps give them that extra peace of mind.
So if someone's out there now thinking about selling their home, they need to reach out to one of our realtors, of course, at RE/MAX Infinity at 579-0909, and we'll help you with the value of your property. But once we finish that, one of the first things we're going to recommend to a property owner is to get a inspection done. And this is a Move-In Certified program that's only available through Republic Inspections. And of course, Ken Peckham is the certified professional inspector with Republic Inspections. His number is 746-4663. Further details on this program, too, are available at republicinspections.com. Let's talk a little bit about this platinum roof leak protection. What's all that about?
Well, this, again, just goes to show that we're going to give the buyer that extra peace of mind. If we do the inspection, we find that the roof is in good condition, we will add our 5-year roof leak protection plan on it. So whether it's 10 years old or 5 years old or 18 years old, we'll put that 5-year roof leak protection on for any future leaks.
If I'm selling my home and I get you to come in and you do a Move-In Certified program and I got the inspection report all there, nice and neat, on the kitchen table for purchasers to see. If someone buys a home, you're telling me that you'll provide a 5-year warranty on the roof. That's incredible.
Yes, exactly. Again, just that extra peace of mind.
And the structural and mechanical warranty. Let's talk a little bit about that. And this is all a part of the inspection.
Yes,
you're providing this free.
It's all included free as part of our Move-In Certified. The warranty is for items that were inspected to be in good condition at the time of the inspection. So should the purchaser buy the property and have any issues, anything that was inspected, we'll cover those items for 90 days.
This is sort of transferable too, right?
Yes, it's transferable to a buyer if this is done through a Move-In Certified, or if it's a regular buyer's inspection, it is 90 days for the buyer.
So if the vendor gets this Move-In Certified inspection report done and it's on the kitchen table, if a buyer comes in, that warranty is transferable to the buyer.
Right, it goes directly to the buyer.
And how much does something like this cost now, Ken? Let's say a bungalow that's 1,100 square foot in, say, CBS, that someone's thinking about selling, or maybe in the St. John's or Mount Pearl, Paradise, Torbay. Do you travel all over?
Oh, yes, we do, for sure. Our starting price for Move-In Certified is $500.
So $500 gives you the full inspection.
Correct.
You identify any issues in that report.
Yes.
And Terry Lynn, this is very important for us as realtors, because identifying any defects in the property and having it fixed and disclosed to the purchaser is strategic.
It is strategic. Gives the vendor opportunity to rectify any issues that there could be prior to putting it on the market, that way securing a faster and more easy sale.
Yes.
But on the other side, it does help a purchaser as well identify what needs to be fixed or repaired once they take possession.
Yeah, exactly. And we're trying to avoid any unexpected surprises.
That's right. Very smart.
Very smart for the vendor to be looking at this and for realtors to be suggesting it. I think, you know, people need to be reaching out to you to get this done. I mean, in a deep buyer's market right now, This is a very important tool.
It's $500 very well spent as a vendor when you're preparing your house for sale, because you have the peace of mind of knowing, okay, well, if a purchaser comes in and they want to have their own home inspection, they have that right and they certainly can, but at least the vendor is aware, I'm not nervous about what's going to come from the inspection now. I've already had it done and I know we're good.
Right. Yeah, it avoids surprises.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I just noticed that you have another website, moveincertified.com.
That's correct. That's where we host all the Move-In Certified inspection reports. So anybody who's interested in purchasing a Move-In Certified property can go to that website 24/7 and download any of the Move-In Certified property inspection reports.
So when you do an inspection report on a property, you provide it in writing, like the written report, and also you give someone the option to go in with a link and being able to look at it electronically on their computer.
Correct.
And you can probably send that link to realtors or...
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yes. You can download it to your computer and email it off to whoever you like.
Yeah, as a PDF.
Right.
This is a great program, and I commend you on this. Republic Inspections, Ken Peckham, the certified professional inspector. You need to reach out to him, folks. And his number is 764-4663. Or check out all the details at republicinspections.com. Ken, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks so much, Jim, for having me.
We got to take a break on The Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show on 590 VOCM. And in the studio right now is Bob Miller, our commercial expert with RE/MAX Infinity. Welcome, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Yeah, it's good to have you in. And Little Miss Realtor's here. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Good morning.
Yeah, it's good to have you in, Sherry. You guys had a great weekend?
Oh, gosh, yes. Every weekend's a good weekend now that June is here.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Bob, you had a good weekend?
Not too bad at all. I mean, nice to see the weather and some sun.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities.
Well, folks, if you're looking for the bare necessities, you need to be reaching out to Bob Miller at RE/MAX Infinity or Little Miss Realtor Sherry Butt, who hails from Red Bay, Labrador.
Indeed, I do.
Yeah, I mean, that's
God's country.
A beautiful area. Of course, Sherry and myself share common ground because we're both from Labrador. We grew up in Labrador. And on that note, if you're listening and you're in the Big Land and you're moving to Newfoundland, you need to be talking to Little Miss Realtor.
I will hook you up. I will find you that perfect house. I will find you a beautiful piece of land to build your perfect house.
771-8583. Those are the magic numbers.
Yes.
Yeah. Bob, great things going on right now in the world of real estate when it comes to commercial properties.
Yes, there is, yeah. And we have a new one now that's just come to the market at 66 to 70 Queens Road in the downtown core of St. John's.
Yeah.
In fact, it's one of the last sites down there of any size. Presently has a parish hall on it and a residence, but it has 1.2 acres of land.
1.2 acres on Queens Road.
On Queens Road.
There's someone right now calling you, Bob. Look, right on your phone. I'm serious. There's someone calling Bob, folks, right now on his phone. Looking for information on that property. The sign went on this morning. But on that note, what is your phone number?
685-0248.
685-0248, folks, if you want information on Queens Road and the downtown core of St. John's. And how big is that lot?
It's 1.2 acres. It's an ideal site. It's got some great frontage on it.
It goes back right back to Harvey Road.
So ideal for a condominium building, an office building, any type of building. And also the site can accommodate underground parking for any new construction there as well.
Yeah, because...
So it's a great site and it's a great location. Any building that's 3-4 stories has a view of the harbor and out to the Narrows on it. Fabulous site.
You know it is, Bob. This is a unique site, folks, because it fronts on Queens Road and it also fronts on Harvey Road. So it's two frontages.
Yep.
And 1.2 acres, it is treed, some big trees on that, Bob.
Some huge trees. There's a couple of trees in the front, and there's a number of trees on the Harvey Road side as well.
Yeah.
And that, so you got some environment around you as well.
So right now we have the parish hall that's there right now on the front, and also it has an attached three-story residence.
Three-story residence that's attached to it. Has two accesses, two driveways, one on the east section and one on the west section.
Okay. 6670 Queens Road. You need to reach out to Bob Miller, folks, 685-0248. Sherry, Little Miss Realtor, what's happening in the world of real estate?
I don't even know what to talk about. There's so much happening.
You just tell me this morning. You got so many things happening in your life. That's because you're so energetic, you're a problem solver, you're enthusiastic, and you're an award-winning realtor. And, you know, I can understand why people want to have Little Miss Realtor on her side.
I don't stop. I'm kind of like the Energizer Bunny, and I love exactly it. I'm having the best summer. It is awesome. Yeah. I guess what I want to talk about today is my new listing at 17 Oliver's Pond Place.
Ooh.
It's a two apartment on a full acre, lots of parking, big, beautiful main floor, second unit, you know, for maybe a family member or somebody that, you know, a college student perhaps who's not ready to go out on their own but wants an apartment close to mom and dad. Beautiful, beautiful wow. property, just $429.
Imagine. Yeah. So listen, 771-8583, folks, if you want information on this gorgeous property that Sherry's just explained. I mean, that's amazing.
It is
amazing
gorgeous.
Property and good value.
They need to check out those pictures online. I just put them up this morning, actually. Okay. So
InfinityNL.ca. I look for Little Miss Realtor in her inventory, and you'll get lots of pictures on that beautiful property. What else have we got to talk about?
Land, and more land.
Lots and lots and lots.
Lots of land. Lots of lots.
Lots and lots and lots.
Yes. I have 16 and a half acres out in Holyrood that I just listed.
Wow.
And it's already planned out for a sweet little subdivision if there was a developer out there, perhaps, who was interested in listening today.
Yeah.
I also have some great lots for an individual, perhaps, who was looking to build their dream home. These lots are nice and big, not your average postage stamp. They're large and fabulous for building any kind of property, really. I have them down in Portugal Cove, and I have them in Holyrood, too. So, you know, take your pick.
771-8583. That's the magic number.
Yes, that's me.
What else have we got going on?
Oh, wow. I don't know. I have a brand new price on 29 Borden Street, which, of course, is the east end of the city. This property is fully renovated. All the important jobs are done. New roof, new siding, new windows, all of those things. Fabulous lot. It's $289.9 now.
Wow.
We're practically giving it away.
Wow, that's incredible value.
Yes.
Folks, you need to reach out to Little Miss Realtor, Sherry Butt. Her number is 771-8583. And, Sherry, you can help anybody when it comes to establishing value and showing people the quickest and most prompt way to get them max dollar on their property.
Absolutely. And since the last time I talked with you, Jim, some new buyers have approached me, and I've been out every evening with them looking at properties. And I have the patience. I'll see however many properties you want. You know the most I've seen with one person?
How many?
75.
75 homes. Really?
Yes.
You actually looked at 75 homes.
With one person.
Wow. Imagine that.
And you know what? The last one was the one.
Yeah. That was the the last one was the one. And you know something? I'm willing to bet that was the time you wore those shoes.
I did. I wore them out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You're an amazing young lady doing great things in the world of real estate. 771-8583, folks, if you want to reach out to Little Miss Realtor and talk to her about all the great things happening in the world of real estate. Thanks so much, Bob. Thanks so much, Little Miss Realtor, for coming in today. We got to take a break on The Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton of RE/MAX Infinity, Inc. will return in a moment on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show, folks. I'm Jim Burton, your host, and in the studio right now, Tiernan, it's an exciting time. We got Chris James here, the Senior Market Analyst with CMHC.
Good day. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here.
It's fantastic to have you here. I'm so excited to hear what you have to say today.
We're going to be talking about the key drivers of our local housing market. How are we doing in 2017?
I would say not too bad. You know, could be worse, could always be better. All considered, if we look at population, it's up slightly, around 1.7% to the end of May.
Good.
Employment is under a little bit of pressure, down about 2.5%. But again, if we look at income, which is a very important economic driver of our economy, average weekly earnings are $980, up just under 5% compared to the same period a year ago. So we've had some strength in income so far this year, which is great.
So our household income at $980 weekly, why does that compare with the rest of the country?
Well, that's average weekly earnings. So everybody employed over the age of 15 full time in all sectors. And relative to the rest of Canada, that would be second only to Alberta right now in terms of a CMA, a major city number, and a provincial number.
And I would think that the oil sector is our number one driver of our economy going back since 1997. You know, I'm looking at all this oil revenue, and I'm thinking this is incredible wealth that has been accumulated over the years. And I see the production, Chris, anticipated now over the next 10 to 15 years is healthy too.
Yeah, we're in natural decline now, so Hebron will offset that later this year when it comes into production. And then, of course, we have White West Rose, which was just announced a couple of weeks ago. And that'll add another 75 million barrels a year is the current estimate from 2022 onwards.
2022. Yeah, looking at that graph, and it shows a huge, it looks like a huge hill, folks. And that's coming around 2020, and that you, as you mentioned, in 2022, it sort of peaks. But a lot of great things going on in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador. And let's talk a little bit about exploration. That's a huge thing right now.
Exploration, absolutely. Right now, there are three drill rigs actively drilling offshore in the oil sector, in the oil fields out there. Right now, the potential in terms of work commitments for the lease bids that have been sold off, all since the price of oil started coming off in June of 2014, is in excess of $2.6 billion. So that's going to create tremendous employment activity for the offshore sector overall.
Wow, we should have played that song then. Baby, I'm a Rich Man. Right at that $2.6 billion. $2.6 billion, Terry Lynn.
Yeah, that's incredible numbers.
When we look at what drives house pricing, of course, one of the things that we look at in our industry is the location, one of the key drivers of any property. But also the economy is very important. It ties in with that. And over the years, we've seen some healthy price appreciation. I know me and Terry Lynn have been talking about it. I know me and you have talked about it over the past 25 years, an approximate 5% ROI, I mean, the return on your investment, going back into the 90s up to now, it's been about 5% a year on real estate value. So people need to be reminded, I think, that long-term real estate remains a very healthy investment in Newfoundland and Labrador.
It does, absolutely. And I think, too, in terms of nominal prices, from our perspective at CMHC, there are brighter days ahead. So I think as we move forward through this year and into 2018 and beyond, we'll start to see some price growth come back into the market at about the rate of inflation. So I think that's positive for any prospective buyers and sellers as well.
And we're seeing some folks moving in. I know that at RE/MAX Infinity, we've had some agents that have been working with some people in the oil sector, Suncor, having some people moving back into, and that's good to see. That's the start of perhaps that momentum that may be building right now in the offshore oil sector.
Yeah, I know if you look at the white collar level in particular, professional scientific, which is where the engineers fall under, a lot of them have been hired back. We had some job losses over the past 18, 24 months, and a lot of these folks are now getting hired back on project work. So I think that bodes well for the sector.
It's interesting to note on the new home construction that the semi-detached starts are rebounding too.
Semi-detached, yeah. So if we look at the multiple segment overall, you have semi-detached, you have row, triplex, quadplex.
Yes.
This is a lower price product that appeals to first-time buyers, even individuals downsizing maybe, trying to get out of a larger home.
Yes.
And the price points are, you know, around $275,000 to $325,000. So that's a real sweet spot now for that multiple product, and it's doing quite well. It's had a resurgence over the past 12 months.
That ties right in what we're seeing in the trenches, Terry Lynn.
It is, yeah, very much so.
Let's talk a little bit about the completed and unsold inventory. It looks like it's coming down.
It is. It has been coming down since 2015. So we refer to it at CMHC as spec homes, so a home that's completed, ready for sale, and builder hopes that a buyer comes by and it appeals to them. So we've seen less and less of that, very little of it so far this year. It's simply too risky for builders to carry that inventory. So the fact that that's come down is good for the overall supply situation and is boding well for prices as well.
I noticed, too, that we're seeing some of the builders adapting over the past year or two and looking at coming out with product, much the same as New Victorian Homes, Terry Lynn, and River's Edge. And that's a very smartly priced duplex in Southlands for $269,900.
Absolutely.
And that's what's gaining traction right now. First-time home buyers leading that charge, that momentum we're seeing in the first-time home buyers, and some 60%, we estimate, of the first-time home buyers are millennials, and it seems that they're buying this type of product.
They are, and I think a lot of them have been in a wait-and-see pattern, so they've been waiting to see what's going to happen with prices, how low are they going to go, and I think they've recognized that this is most likely the bottom now, and it's a good time to jump in, and they're doing so.
We've had the West White Rose, a huge announcement by the Premier of Newfoundland and Labrador recently, and I applaud him for that. That's a great announcement, and one of the largest in the country right now that we've been seeing so far to date in 2017.
It is. Right now, the current estimate is just over $5 billion for that project.
Imagine.
And a ton of work will be created and a ton of spin-off activity as well between now when it starts and 2022 when it's completed.
Yeah, and we still have the Muskrat Falls project, and that's a huge driver for employment. And it's over 3,000 people up there working.
Yeah, and I should mention, too, that if we look at the construction sector in particular for labor, 2,000 people who got laid off at Hebron have been rehired at Muskrat Falls.
Wow.
So that bodes well for the provincial labor market.
It's great having you in, Chris. I thank you for coming into our show today and giving us an update on key drivers of our local real estate market. We got to take a break on the Real Estate Show. We'll be right back at 590 VOCM.
The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton will be right back. This is The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
You're listening to The Real Estate Show on 590 VOCM. What a great show today, Terry Lynn.
Fantastic show, filled with energy. I love it.
Yeah, it's a lot going on at RE/MAX Infinity and throughout the real estate world. Hey, listen, myself and you and Ted Williams, we had a great chance to sit down and celebrate all the great things that are happening in our industry. Of course, the Newfoundland Labrador Association of Realtors. We had a great celebration last Tuesday night, and it was wonderful to see our colleagues. All the appreciation certificates that were given out, the membership service pins, and of course, all those people that were recognized for their community service awards, congratulations, and the Administrator of the Year, and the new honorary life member that was given out to Edwina Baldwin. Congratulations to Edwina.
Yes, a big congratulations to all of the recipients. But in particular, I want to do a shout out to some people within our own organization at RE/MAX Infinity. Tyrone Buckle received his 10-year pin. Philip Stone received his 45-year pin.
Wow.
It's an amazing accomplishment. And yourself, Jim, you received your 30-year pin.
I received my 30-year pin, yeah. And what an honor that was to be in this business, a great business. And we're all true entrepreneurs.
We are indeed, yeah. Going
through our daily lives, doing what we love. And that's a passion to help others with that purchase that happens to be, in most cases, the largest purchase of their lifetime for, you know, people entering into new home ownership and the resale market. That was fun last week. Let's talk a little bit about our inventory at RE/MAX Infinity, Terry.
Yeah, we've got some great new product that's been put to the market. In particular, we have this fabulous Victorian-style home in Petty Harbor. It's number 39A Cribbies Road. It is a two-story property on a very large lot with panoramic ocean views of Motion Bay. Okay. It's a three-bedroom home, and it has two bathrooms. Listed for $579,900. And if you wanted to get more details on that property, you would reach out to Miss Darlene Rendell. And her telephone number is 764-6070.
Okay. Yeah, Darlene's got a great property there.
It is. Yeah, I think she's going to get a lot of viewings on that one, Jim.
Yeah, for sure.
We've also got another property in Seal Cove, 171 Seal Cove Road. It's on an oversized lot. The property itself needs a little bit of TLC, but it's on an amazing lot.
Yes.
It has great structure, great bones, and it's listed for $149,900. If you want more details on that one, you can reach out to Cheryl Tilley, and her number is 689-0043.
$149,000 in Seal Cove. That's an amazing value for a first-time homebuyer.
Oh, my goodness. And the house, you could live in the house as it is right now and repair it over time and do some upgrades and so on.
Mm.
But it is definitely a livable property.
Yeah. Good value.
Great. Fantastic value. Yeah.
She's busy. And she sold that house on Sherrington, too. Sold it in 1 week.
Multiple offers, might we add.
Multiple offers in Cowan Heights, smartly priced, and move-in certified, I might add.
Move-in certified, yeah. I think move-in certified might have aided to receiving multiple offers on that one.
Yeah, no question.
So congratulations to Cheryl and her clients. We've got another great property listed in St. Philip's at 15 Bradbury's Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-story home. It does have a garage. It's three bedrooms. It's on an oversized lot, and it's listed for $399,900. With Mr. Don Gullidge. Don can be reached at 746-2398.
Anything else?
We have another great property listed in Paradise. It's on a quiet cul-de-sac. It's great for a family. It's in a family neighborhood, of course. It is a split-entry home, and it's listed for $329,900. And again, Mr. Gullidge has that one, 746-2398.
Don's a busy man.
He is, yeah.
It's interesting to see the RE/MAX market share in Conception Bay South, 46.6%. So if you're looking at selling your house, you need to call a RE/MAX agent. Of course, RE/MAX Infinity is available to help you, and our number is 579-0909. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Hey, Rob Burton, are you on the line? Rob Burton today.
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello. Gosh. What's happening
Makes
in the...
Makes me want a twist.
There you go. Do the twist. That's a good thing. Hey, listen, what's happening in the world of real estate with you, Rob?
I am extremely busy. Closed four ends last week. Really excited. It's a great profession to be part of. New to the market. Fresh this morning. We've got a sweet property in CBS at 46 Monument Road. Nestled among the mature leafy trees. It looks like something out of central Newfoundland. Adjacent to Spruce Hill Road and Cherry Lane. It's a 23-year-old, well-loved, 2,500-square-foot split level. Registered to apartment. Got an attached garage on a large 70 by 130 private corner lot. It's priced right. $314.9.
$314.9, Rob. That's a great value there. And if people want to get more information on that particular property, they can get you at 682-2345, right?
That's right. I'm available 24/7.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well, you know, during working hours. And if someone wants to reach out to you and talk about the current value of their property they're looking at selling, or if someone wants to buy a home and they want to get the latest information on the real estate market before they buy, or interest rates, and whatever they may want, you can help them. 682-2345.
Speaking of beautiful country properties, we also have one of the nicest, newest two apartments in CBS left at the 8 Maureen Crescent off of Comerford. The main is a three-piece ensuite and a rec room, plus a two-bedroom basement apartment. You can live in both of those country homes for about $700 a month based on the rent.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yes, it is. We're getting some activity on 34 Woodland in Portugal Cove. The summer shines on those country homes. Nature's so beautiful, especially on a half acre. That home is 4,000 square feet, totally developed, five-bedroom ranch style, gorgeous large kitchen, in-floor heating and backup generator panel, just reduced to $469.9. I think that property at 34 Woodland is one of the best values on the island right now.
You're right. Listen, Rob, any of these properties, people need to reach out to you at 682-2345, right?
That's right.
Okay, listen, and also, I know I speak for you when I say a big shout-out to our nephew, Benjamin, who has
coolest
just
kid ever.
Graduated with A's in the petroleum engineering degree that he has, and he's got that work term with Husky. How cool is that? So big shout-out to Benjamin. Real proud of you, buddy. You're graduating this week. Our whole family sent out a bouquet of flowers to you. I know you don't like flowers, but you're going to get them anyway. Here you are, electronically, coming out to you through the airwaves of VOCM.
Congratulations, Benjamin.
Congratulations, Benjamin. Super achievement.
Yeah. Okay, Rob, listen, we're going to talk to you later. We got to wind it up here. So listen, have a great day. Happy selling to you.
Okay. See you later, guys.
Well, that ends another show. We got to say bye for now, but not for long. We'll be back next week, Terry Lynn.
We will. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be back next week, folks, here on 590 VOCM.
The proceeding was a paid program on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.
If you have a question or comment about real estate, contact The Real Estate Show by email at onair@vocm.com or tweet at Jim Burton NL. This has been The Real Estate Show with Jim Burton on the VOCM Big Land FM radio network.